This is CliffCentral.com.
Let's take a look at what's going on. It's not really... you never know with Anthea. It could be company news. It could be the economy at large. It could be your taxes. It could be things that you've invested in. You never know. So let's get our attention focused firmly on Anthea Gardner, shall we?
Still tired for the money. Oh, so hard for the honey.
Another version sent in by a big fan. It's horrible, but let's give it a chance.
You call my song horrible.
Well, when it's sung like that, it's horrible. Okay, so what's happening, Anthea?
Where do we even start? Wow, volatile week last week. The rand, you may or may not have noticed, completely blew out on Wednesday, 12.92 to the US dollar.
Yeah, I noticed because I bought some Forex. Yeah.
Oh, did you?
I noticed.
Where are you off to?
London. Not great.
Oh, wow. No. Bad timing.
Try 18 to pound, yeah.
Ooh, those conversions.
Jesus. Yep. So what's happening?
It's a little bit stronger this morning. I saw it was 13.46 to the dollar this morning. Mm-hmm. But a couple of things. So the one good thing, the good news I've got, is that CPI inflation moderated to 4.4%. We were expecting 4.7. Mm-hmm. So your inflation's a little bit better. So good news, really good news for the consumer. I must, and this, of course, is including that new petrol price, the VAT increase. So it's okay. It looks okay. Whether or not it's going to stay moderated or benign is the question I think that everyone's asking. It doesn't look like it, to be honest. And the way things are going with the U.S. raising interest rates and the Reserve Bank not cutting anymore, in fact, missed their opportunity to cut interest rates, and economists are now predicting that our Reserve Bank is going to start hiking interest rates as of next year. So be prepared for that. Pay down any debt that you may have as fast as possible. And then the current account deficit was shocking. It widened to 4.8%. This is on the previous year's 2.9. I mean, I think the economists generally in the market were expecting, consensus was around 3.9%, so a full percentage point. And the issues there, exports contracted, so we're not exporting as much as we should be. Right. And this, I'm talking about for the second quarter of this year.
Mm-hmm.
The first quarter. We're still
it's the first
in the
quarter. That was
right?
Where we shrunk by 2.2%.
In the GDP, that's right. And you're seeing it unfold or unpack exactly like that now. The income balance remained flat at minus 3.3% of GDP. And really it was all about, again, the weaker rand, external demand, as I said, exports falling, lower commodity prices, and then production stoppages in the mining and manufacturing sector. And kind of that's what everyone's complaining about. I think it should moderate now, or it should even out now, because, you know, we're kind of finding a level, really.
Okay.
So those are the macro things.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the market, it was futures and options closeout on Thursday. Uh-huh. Remember that? We talk about that.
That's where people either cash in or go big.
Well, I think derivatives traders would like to think they always go big. It's just the thing about derivatives traders, right?
We're talking about the most egotistical people in, I'm going to say it for
the BSDs of our business.
Big swinging dicks.
That's right.
You know,
have you not heard BSD before?
BSDs.
What, do you think Anthea's worked at trading floor her whole life and doesn't know these acronyms? Do you think she hasn't dealt with the most full of themselves men in the whole universe?
I'm down
and
for
we know
BSDs.
How to handle them. Yeah.
The BSDs, huh?
Anyway, so we talk about it every quarter. March, June, December. Where am I? What am I missing here?
March, June.
September.
Yes.
Thank you.
And so June generally tends not to be the big one. The big one is generally March for some bizarre reason. It just so happens. A lot of the institutions come back and they're hedging their positions or their investments. And we're talking about your pension and Provident Fund money here for March. And because it's year end, they get to roll their positions or they get to re-hedge them.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of a bit like watching paint dry, actually, on Thursday last week. A lot traded. We had a 70 billion rand trading day. Of that, 22 billion rand traded in the half an hour of futures and options closeout. So what happens with closeout is that we have iterative pricing every minute, so that you get the price for that minute kind of as the minute closes. It's a little bit complicated and technical.
All right.
So there were the biggest positions really were in Naspers at around 3,100 and 3,400 level, and Naspers traded around 3,300. So really no need for the derivatives traders to close out or to roll their positions. I think they would have just let them expire, is what how we call it, those contracts expire.
All right.
So yeah, so that was like a bit of a non-event.
And then company
lots,
news.
Lots going on in company news. Yeah, lots going on. So Grindrod Shipping unbundled from Grindrod, the big Grindrod, which contains financial services, so the bank and all sorts, ports and terminals, financial services, a whole lot. Shipping started trading on the NASDAQ and the JSE, I think it was on Monday. And it's, so for if you were holding Grindrod shares at the time of the unbundling, for every 40 Grindrod shares, you would have got one Grindrod Shipping share. Mm-hmm. And they priced it at R2.20 effectively, kind of, you know, these banks. But what happens when the share trades? It trades freely, right? So mm-hmm. you and I can buy and sell our shares that we got. And basically, it absolutely got pummeled. I mean, the share
traded. So you wouldn't have wanted them by the end of the day.
No. And a lot of the asset managers are, in fact, asking of the banks, RMB, why did you price it like that? And what is the story? You know, why did you think it was worth so much? Grindrod Shipping is a business that was making big losses for the last 3 years. So we want to. So the asset managers are saying, where did you get your price?
Who would have benefited from that? People who shorted it.
Yeah, absolutely. If you were shorting it, then yeah, well done.
That's where your answer is, right?
Look at our BSD in studio this morning.
BSD.
Hey.
Yeah. Poppy's not the only one here doing an MBA. Hey. I'm doing an MBA in BSD.
Probably more useful. Then another company that's unbundling is Imperial. They're unbundling their vehicle business called Motus. Very clever name. Latin for movement, I think, right?
Yeah.
And they're basically just confirming if the Competition Commission or whoever else needs to approve it doesn't block it, then it'll happen by November. And they're also getting a new CEO. And then probably the biggest company news of all, Naspers reported on Friday.
Yes.
Lots going on in Naspers at the moment. Actually, you would have seen last week, earlier in last week, before their reporting, that they're going to combine Spree and Superbalist. So one is owned by...
They own those two?
Yes.
Jeez. Don't they own in this country?
And you thought Nationale Pers was a media business?
Yeah.
No. Not anymore.
But hang on. Are we talking about their local operations here, or are we talking about the... Because this Tencent kind of obscures the real Naspers. It changes everything about how it looks on the share price and everything else. So are we talking about their local businesses now?
When you say talking about, when referring to Spree Superbalist, they own that, yes.
Yeah.
Whether they're a private equity tech investment company.
Yeah.
Yeah, they own Mr. D, or it used to be Mr. Delivery.
And Mr. Delivery, okay. They own you. What? What are you laughing at?
Oh, Mr. D's funny.
Yeah, Mr. D is funny, and it's a terrible logo.
Old are you, Ben?
I'm old enough to joke about stuff like that.
Okay,
I mean, BSD, Mr. D.
Yes.
It's that kind of
I'm
show.
I'm calling
today.
In Mr. D on Friday. You go, girl.
I call Mr. D every day.
So they have all these tech companies now that they're investing in and they're trying to grow. And Superbalist and
Spree
are being merged.
That's right, yes. So, I mean, you just need to look at Amazon to know that these e-commerce companies, their margins are absolutely paper thin. And so what you need is scale.
A lot
right?
of them, yeah.
Yeah. And I think that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to build big and take over.
Mm-hmm.
And you would have remembered a couple of weeks ago that Naspers also put out a trading statement saying that headline earnings per share would be between 40 and 45% higher, which kind of came in, I think, about 48%. So the share was up almost 4% or over 4% on Friday, closed about 3.1 or 3.3% on Friday. So we're having a nice little bounce there. Very good.
Okay. General Electric.
Yes, we need to talk about General Electric because this very old, very institutionalized company is dropping out of the Dow Jones Index for the first time. Actually, it's never dropped out of the index. It's been in the index for a century. And I think what it points to is just the way the world is changing from your traditional industrial companies to big tech companies. So Facebook, Amazon, they're now taking over, and poor General Electric falling by the wayside.
Oh.
know.
It had to happen eventually. No one lasts forever, right?
Exactly.
Let this be a warning to people who, you know, think their company, if you make X or Y, that you're going to be in business forever. Things have changed.
It really is about e-commerce at the moment.
Yeah, Jeff Bezos, by the way, you know he made $43 billion so far this year.
How? His increase in share price?
Yeah.
Wow.
$43 billion he's gone up in value.
That's not too bad.
No, it's pretty good. Sure. Imagine what you'd do with an extra $43 billion, Poppy. Sia, Ben.
Well, I would have a $43 billion. It's an extra here.
Yes. All right. So there we go. That's about it from you, Anthea, right?
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Always things to chew on there. Anthea Gardner, The Money Shot, returns next Monday for more.
This is CliffCentral.com.